Welcome new listeners to the Todd Glass Show. Before we get going, here's some stuff you should know. To tell if it's a bit or the truth from Todd, if he says potato salad or swear to God, those expressions are comedic, little darling. If Todd means the truth, he always says to George Carlin. And on the topic of bits, let's erase any doubt. Todd's almost always joking when he says, edit it out. The intro goes long, cause Todd's so big-hearted. Other podcasts end before his gets started.
The intros are recorded on a phone, but don't worry. The audio of the show is at a higher quality.
You know the Podcasters Association voted the Todd Glass Show a number one. So welcome to the show.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello, is this the Todd Glass Show?
Oh my gosh.
I'm Jewish.
Hello. Yeah, this is
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, here we go. Are we ready? It's Todd, but I'm gonna persevere.
It feels nice.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? It's very hot in here. No, it's comfortable. You know what I thought about? Whenever I'm hot, you know, like you're hot during the day and you're complaining, you should go to the cancer ward and tell people your story. It would give them hope. You go, you think you have problems? I was hot today.
That's a terrible idea.
No, like, it's a funny way to make yourself stop. Like, whatever you think is your problem of the day, I get it. I have it all the time. You know, it could be like, some people are like, oh, I couldn't get my car registered. Right?
What an asshole.
What an
You want some bedding music?
Yeah, what you could do is, no. But you could go to the hospital. Remind yourself, would you go to the hospital and tell people with cancer? Maybe children. You'd go, well, I know you have what you deal with, but I am having a difficult time. Because my oven pilot light went out. And maybe they'll be like, oh, and I thought I had it bad. Everything's not a joke. Seriously, don't do that anymore.
Okay.
No. Can I talk to you about it seriously? Can I talk to you about it seriously?
Todd, I won't do it ever again, I promise.
Okay. Oh, guess what I found out? Right. By the way, is this the show started yet? Is this show? This is a cold opening.
This is a show.
This is a show. No, this is not a show. This is a cold opening. This is a cold opening. And guess what we found out right before the show started?
What?
By the way, where should I start? Should I start where we just started?
We should start from the cold open.
I thought we started where you said, let's start. Press the button. Let's start. Hurry the fuck up, you stupid piece of shit.
I did hear you say that. You did say that. You did say that. That's how we started the show. That is how we started.
We all assume that's when it started.
I edited.
We all know that's how we started.
I edited that out for a reason. Now I got to go back and edit this part out. I don't want people to know what I'm like off the air. You son of a bitch, every fucking one of you. How come I like to be nice in real life, but all my bits involve screaming and yelling at people? All right, let me go nice and slow here. Before we started the podcast, to George Carlin, we found out that Aristotle kisses girls.
Aristotle tries to kiss girls.
I tried.
Disgusting. He's working on the show.
Kiss one?
Wait a second.
Ooh, you tried?
I tried.
You Rusty,
tried
you're married, right?
I am.
What, you're married to a nice, what's her name?
Rachel.
He kisses girls, too.
Oh! Rusty kisses girls! Rusty kisses girls! Rusty kisses girls! Rusty kisses girls!
Oh, my God. Aristotle and Rusty, maybe they should just kiss.
They should sit in a tree.
Sit in a tree and kiss together.
I hope
disgusting.
They got their cootie shot.
I can't believe it. Now, was this before you were with your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, it was. Yeah. Let me play it louder. I love this one. Oh, I love it. He's here. Someone emailed me and they go, he's here. And I think they're right. They go, you know who you are.
Because
only one person sent me that email. So it's you. Oh, my. It's you. You know, it's the person that goes, I sent it to him, but it could be me. Shut, honey. Oh, my God. Tonka. Oh, shit. I fucking tripped and fell. I got so excited. Honey. Todd Glass is talking about me on the podcast. No. God damn it. I know it's our wedding in 20
minutes, but shut up and listen. Todd Glass is doing the podcast, right? Then he says to, like, somebody sent him in a letter, an email, and it said, hey,
Well, he gets a lot of emails every day. I'm sure it could be anyone.
I don't know why would my wife... In this bit, turn all music off. Turn everything off. Huh. These are choice... By the way, to George Carlin, I'm giving direction, but comedically. When we all are in this podcast, there's certain things we know. And one of them is that if you're doing a bit that involves hearing a couple talking in the living room, you can't talk directly into the mic. Who knew it was going to be on you, right? Okay. Well, do I go out with someone that talks into a microphone? So whenever you're doing a bit that involves, like, so watch how much better it sounds. And people are going to 15-second back. Like, Duncan is laughing. People are going to 15-second back, and they're going to go, I made 15-second back into, like, an Italian. You're going to 15-second back. Hey, you're 15-second back. And people are going to go, he's right. And one's like, honey.
Yes!
Who talks into a mic? Now I want you to do it the other way. Turn his mic off. Or you can remember to turn his mic off. Honey! Now I want to hear what it sounds like. To George Carlin, are you really doing it? Honey, Todd Glass is mentioning my name!
Well, how do you know it's
him? You don't have to now. He shut your mic off.
Well, how do you know it's him?
Honey, why are you... You seem... How do I know it's him? You mean, how do you know it's me? I know it's him because it's his podcast. Say, how do you know it's me?
How do you know it's you?
There's too many...
you derailed it.
I derailed it. You motherfucker, you derailed it with your right into the talking into the mic thing. Thank you for the walk back. Music.
Do you know the best part of that for me was you actually did trip and fall?
I did.
You said... Oh, I'm so excited I tripped and fell before you actually tripped and fell.
Because I knew I was going to do it. And by the way, I thought you were going to try to tell me that I tripped and fell and then decided to make it a bit. No. You're right.
You made it a bit before you went down.
Right. I knew. Because I knew you wouldn't hear me. So Rusty Haynes, let's explain who's here. I'm in such a good mood. And I know I say that every week, but when it's a family show... I think you know what I mean. It's not like you don't like having company. Company is fucking awesome. But I don't want to just have family shows. I don't want to just have guests. But I like going back and forth. It always makes you look forward to... We haven't done a family show in a while. So anyway, there's that. So Eric Olson is here. And I'm going to go nice and slow. Eric was here, and then he returned. Do you know that, Robbie?
Yeah, I think
you can all hold your applause.
O-H-L-S-E. Eric, tweet him if he doesn't post the stuff.
Yeah, so now if we say we're going to put pictures on the... we'll get back to Rusty Haynes. I know he's like, God damn it, I hope Todd mentions my Twitter. No, because I know the way he thinks. You know, he's like this on the way home in the car. Here's Rusty on the way home in the car. Oh, jeez. Huh. I wish Todd would have mentioned my Twitter more. I mean, I had a good time at the show, but how long can you watch him and his baboon friends, you know, run around doing bits? I mean, sure, he mentioned my Twitter 13 times, but he could have mentioned it. All right, that bit's over. How do I get into a lock in my own being? There's no hurry. I run it. I'm in charge. So there's no rule. I'm not in a hurry. Where am I hurrying? For what?
To the afterlife. There's no rush when you're dead.
Oh my God! Now I'm gonna be crazy, guys. Be honest with me. Potato salad, our safe word. Do you hear that ghost?
No.
What
ghost?
No,
talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't have. That's a mean ghost right there.
What ghost?
You guys don't hear
what
that.
What ghost?
Hear what?
Oh, you don't hear that?
No, the ghost just said there's no ghost here. There's no ghost here.
Yeah, why are you talking like that?
Whoa, what's
I don't know if that's the best direction, but any direction's good.
There's no ghost.
You didn't hear that. There's no ghost here.
Well, what's it sound like? What's it sound like if there was a ghost?
That's just you pretending to be a ghost.
No, I'll tell you, it sounded like this.
It sounds nothing like a ghost.
It sounded like what?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
You said it sounded like this, and then you said nothing. Oh,
yeah, you're just like...
I didn't hear that, no.
You sound like a scared lady.
Or like kids.
Listen, let's go through the... Eric has returned. The return of Eric Olson.
Eric has returned.
Yeah, he's returned. Sure. Eric Olson is back.
Sure, sure, he's here.
And it's a family show, so let's treat him with the respect. Eric, when he came out here to pursue a career, and then he had to go back to Boise for a little while, reorganize. This is all true. He produced Henry Phillips' special from Boise. You go, well, I'm in Boise. I want to do something creative. So he paid, he did pay for it. That's nobody's business. For Henry's special, which, by the way, pause this. Henry's special this Friday, next Friday. Next Friday. What's the date?
The 12th, we're having if you're in the Los Angeles area, we're having a release party at the Improv.
Okay, for Henry's... special.
I don't know.
The producer's here. Does he have a director's chair?
Party at
excuse me.
This is the one time where you guys are all right.
There.
Thank you. hold on. I'm going to slow down, Todd. There's no opening of the show tonight. There's no, hey.
Where are you going so fast?
I'm not going anywhere. How about last week? I told Aristotle. I go, is this funny? I go, he goes, leave. What? Remember that? What happened? What happened? I didn't explain it too well. What happened? I said something like,
if you don't think it's funny, you can leave or something.
Yeah, like because I was complaining about my own, not complaining about my own show, but hoping everyone's having fun.
And then I think I said, then go.
Then go. Then leave. Yeah, if you don't like it, leave. So just basically saying, do what you want. He's saying he loves my act. Anyway. So Henry, on the 11th.
12th.
On the 12th. I'd be great with sponsors. No wonder I can't get anybody to sponsor the show. Which is not true. Take that out. It isn't true, and then I don't want to make it look like I'm having trouble. People read into shit. But this I will say, sure I will, that Henry, on the 12th, at...
8 o'clock?
8 o'clock at the lab. And let me tell you something. The room's going to look really cool. And they're going to have Brendan Walsh and then Eddie Pepitone are going to do a 15-minute each. And then Henry's going to go up and do whatever he wants to do. And then they're going to show special. And let me tell you something. It's beautiful. Henry, you know, there might be some songs that you saw Henry do. There might be some songs you didn't see Henry do. But you have never seen it done that beautifully. Like, because, well, you know, it's a special. That's why. Because you get to see somebody, you know, like, it's not like that at every club you go to. So you get to see Henry. Like, if you love Henry, you want to go watch this. Especially when it comes out. But go to the thing on Friday, because then it'll be a live thing. And I'm not just saying it. It really, no bullshit. It's a really cool hour special, and it looks great. Henry looks great. The songs are great. And Friday, they're going to just have like a little viewing party at the Improv on Melrose in the lab at 8 o'clock.
And if you can't make it to that, just go to henryphillips.com.
Oh, did I overreact?
Yeah. No. We
stick
still
it up your ass.
Oh, would like to you to see the special.
Yeah. So anyway. And then...
Sure.
I think but hold on, there's one more thing. Oh yeah. We're going to, go ahead. So hold on. Pause it for 1 second. I didn't say fade it out. He thinks I don't pay attention. Hold on, don't say anything. I'm talking to myself. No, I really wasn't. So Henry, so he moves back to Boise. I tell this every week. I want to tell it every week because I want one person to go, you know, he says this every week. Yeah, that's what's funny about it. Every week I will create it. I will make it funnier because guess what I'm going to do next week? I go, now Eric Olson here moves. He comes out here and then he moves back to Boise. But while he's there, coming back to Los Angeles, sometimes you move. You got to go home and reacclimate. You got to reorganize. I always tell people sometimes the best thing you could do is move back home, reorganize, and come back out. And that's what he fucking did. And while he was there, because, you know, Boise, what are you going to do? You right. Sit on a rake and you pet a cow. I took that from Don Rickles. You know, in Boise, you sit in a shed with a fan going, what are you doing, Boise? You know, you sit, you open up a can of Schlitz and you call it a day. Anyway, but he does. He goes back, and while he's there, so he doesn't go, you know, so he's not bored while he's back there, he produces Henry Phillips special. He came back for that. And
just for that.
Just for that. And then he went back home.
Specifically for that.
So this is a true story. To George Carlin. Sure, lyricist Joe puts it to words. But this is just what happens. This is just the truth. Rusty Haynes is here, everybody. Hold on, pause this for a second. Rusty's holding up a sign. What does that say? I can barely read it from here. Plug my... Oh, no. In the middle...
In the middle of my song?
Bad taste. So uncool. So unprofessional.
How is this like your first podcast?
I heard he tries to do his plug in the middle of a beautiful song.
Yeah, someone else's time.
What's it?
Boo, Rusty Haynes. Boo, Rusty Haynes. Boo, Rusty Haynes.
You know what's even worse? I heard he kisses girls.
Oh! I already married one. Boo!
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 Oh, Jesus. Gross. This is a true story. Folks, lower your goddamn lights. We're going to lower them here, and let's make them feel welcome. Jesus. Sure, there's smoke. You think this is some shit show? Well, shut up.
I think I know now what this show could use. Someone who's been missing for a while. I realize maybe he was gone too long, but he's moving out of Boise, Idaho. Going home, running home, the return of Eric Colson to the Todd Glass Show. Going home, and he's running home, the return of Eric Colson to the Todd Glass Show. Yeah. With the
Did you rehearse this?
Yes.
You guys did that for me.
Yeah. Anything for you.
So Robbie Kirkhoff's here.
Oh.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Hey, I'm Robbie Kirkhoff.
Yeah.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Mm-hmm.
At Lord Robbie K on Twitter.
And Snapchat and Instagram, but they're kind of the same
thing. I'm sorry,
thing
I can't even barely see it because I'm not even joking. It's so dark in here. What is Rusty? What's that? What's he holding up? What's that sign say? I wanted to talk about my grandmother who passed away, and I love her so much, and I have so many good memories of her today because today was her birthday. But I want to. What's that sign he's holding up? What's
you
that
never,
say?
You never spelled my Twitter.
Unprofessional. It's just unprofessional. It is unprofessional. And I'm not just trying to say that, but that is unprofessional. Wow.
But how does it say? What's your Twitter spelled like?
How's it spelled?
R-U-S-T.
Oh my God. Come on.
And I thought you had some class.
What's going on?
I'm gonna take a deep breath. And this is this guy here. Every week I love playing the jingles. One day I'm gonna have a show. It's just jingles. Me hosting. Just an evening with jingles with Todd Glass and Joe McKenzie.
That's not what this show is.
Oh.
Son of a bitch.
You know what?
No.
You guys,
Robbie,
you're a son of a bitch. It's every one of you.
Robbie got Todd.
That's disrespectful.
Robbie got Todd.
At Lord Robbie K on Twitter.
Right, listen, enough with the jingles. It's enough already. It really is. So anyway,
says the guy who just pitched a whole show about him.
That's right. Well, that's right, because that'll be for a certain audience. Are you okay over there? You can play a little if you want.
Well, no, my headphones.
What about your headphones?
It's not working.
Yeah, so what? Who gives a shit? No, I do. I like to see what's good. Oh, look at that. Is that working now? By the way, I know it's like, I don't mind. I'd rather talk through it because it's more fun for me to meddle. You know, it reminds me of a story a long time ago. All right, here we go. Hold on. It's not a joke. My show is not a joke. Apparently, that's what they're saying. Wait a second. So this guy here, Aaron Simon, I'm Rusty, I'm introducing everybody to you because our listeners know this. They're like, Todd, but you play that song every week. Yeah, but Rusty's not here every week. Rusty, you know what our listeners are being if they're thinking that? Rude. Disrespectful.
Rude. Oh, my God.
The host has to play a song again because they're Rusty. I sit at home and have my headphones on and think I should direct the show the way I want it to be.
Rude.
Boo to the listeners. Boo to the listeners. Boo to the listeners. Down with the listeners. Hello. Sure, I like the Todd Glass Show, but I once in a while think that I have the right to say what I like and what I don't like, and you should rearrange it because I think that's the right thing to do.
Boo!
Boo! Oh, down with God. Big listeners.
Down with what he said.
Occupy listening.
Occupy listening. But this guy here, he writes me an email.
Email.
Boom, the emails. Other shows are like, oh, we use emails. Gross.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Such old technology.
Other shows. Timing. Oh, did you get my email? Ugh. I thought that made us hip. We have a podcast and email.
Just go yell out the window.
What?
Just go yell out the window.
Yeah, yell out the window if you're going to email. No one emails. Everyone systemizes
Send me
now.
A pigeon.
It's the new thing. You systemize, don't you?
Of course I do.
Oh, my God. If you're not systemizing, I got friends out there. Oh, what? Is there something newer than email? Email's for nerds.
Nerds!
Hello,
can I send an email?
Write a letter.
Pardon me, but you know, did you get my fax?
You know what I do to people? I put information on a floppy disk and I mail it to them.
Yeah!
That's how I get my information to people.
Robbie's great.
Robbie's great.
All right, so listen, no jokes anymore. Seriously. I managed to do it in my act for 25 years. Edit that out.
Have no jokes?
Yes. Mm. So this guy here, Aaron Simon, he let me get this out. Oh, I should have never said that. Just baiting you to bait me. He
what do you want to get out?
He sends me information. So through the sources. I'll try to have an opinion on that. So anyway, through the sources, he sends me information, and he says, he says, you know, maybe if he's coming out here to visit his grandparents, and then maybe he could do certain help out on the show. And I'm like, yeah. And then he's been editing, and he's very valuable. He's great. Everybody loves having Aaron Simon on the show, right?
Yeah.
Of course we do. Totally.
And
we love him.
And then he tells me about his house in Davis, California. He goes, oh, I got a carport, and we have a ping pong table. I'm like, all right. Sounds like he's making it up. But I asked him, because I said, do you have a carport and a ping pong table? He goes, this is a true story. He goes, what? I said, do you have a carport and a ping pong table? He goes, oh yeah, we do, actually. I go, no, you don't. Because you would have said yes right away. Who doesn't know? His dad sends pictures. He does have a carport, and he does have a ping pong table and a fucking Subaru.
I like that your dad sends pictures.
No, so
is someone talking shit on our house saying that we don't have a carport and ping pong table in our
show
house?
You are on.
Fuck this. I will not stand for people not thinking we have a carport and a ping pong table inside of it.
You think little Aaron's a liar?
Did you out of nowhere ask him that, though? Because I would
Hey,
also
Dad, can
not.
You send me pictures of our carport? Does he listen?
Dad?
Yeah, that's
Dad,
so funny.
it's Aaron. Yeah, son, how are you? The Todd Glass Show said I didn't have we don't have a carport. Yeah, I'll send you pictures, and I want you to listen up. Take them and shove them up their ass.
All right, so listen. So Joe listens to the show, and he sends us, you know. Sure, it's a true story. It's not just a song. It's a life story. This is a short film about a young man
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite
podcast. It's him. Listen.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd
Pause
Glass.
It. We can start it over. And I say that comedically, like with the aggression. It is a short film. And I think Duncan was really the only one picturing it. Like, there was a point when Duncan went, like, it shows Simon, he's on the front porch on a swing, he's got his headphones on, he's listening to the Todd Glass Show, the only time he's truly happy. and then all of a sudden it cuts to the Subaru pulling into the driveway, and then the credit goes up. It's the life story of Aaron Simon. And this is just the opening. Oh, look at that. House with the carport, Mark out front with his other son.
When Aaron Simon plays his favorite podcast.
Directed by.
He sits comfortably in the shade to hear Todd Glass. Under the carport.
Mm-hmm.
Out there in Davis. Playing ping pong in the shade. Sounds like pure bliss.
But enough with the jingles. Listen, I got a whole show to do tonight, but I want to say one more thing.
A whole show?
Yeah, sure. And by the way, this is a two-parter. A two-parter. Ooh. And I want you, Aristotle.
I mean, we'll see.
We'll see if it's got the meat. Aristotle says, we can't tell if it's a two-parter unless I'll make that decision. Because you can't just take a one-parter and chop it in half. That's a bullshit two-parter. Sure, I've tried it a few times.
Or make it a two-parter.
When Andy Kindler's on the show. What? When
you... Or take a two-parter and put it together into one mega episode.
Ugh. Oh,
a
two-parter in one episode.
Gross.
Mega
gross.
Episode.
We know what you meant.
Gross.
That's about... I get it.
Disgusting.
So I want to say one thing, and I'm proud. We're proud of somebody. To George Carlin, I would like to give this guy genuine kudos. And that, I know that's after I say I want to be serious and use the word kudos, it's not fair to everybody. And I apologize to George Carlin. Okay, so let me say this. This is true to George Carlin. I love it. It always motivates me. So Sean P., you know who you are because you sent me an email and I only got one email from a Sean P., almost like what happened about a half an hour back. How long have we been recording so far?
28 minutes.
Cold opening. This is amazing. That's why we're the number one podcast. It's a cold opening. Other shows drop this shit as a show. That's embarrassing. This is me ramping up to get myself in a clean headspace after I do all the bullshit. Then we do a show. You don't know the show. When this show today that you're going to get, you're going to shit all over yourself. And I mean that in a good way.
And so, the listeners need to know, you make it real cold in here for
I
these
do.
Cold opens.
I do. I make,
you're not kidding about a cold open.
It actually, is it, by the way, honestly, is it cold in here to everybody?
Yes.
To me, I'm just getting comfortable.
You want...
Honestly.
It's perfect.
It's cold. Yeah, right?
Honestly, what is it to you? It's perfect right now?
Perfect.
Are you just saying that or it be honest?
No, it is.
It's a little chilled.
Little chilled?
You want a jacket?
Comfortable?
No.
How about you, Duncan?
I don't want a jacket.
How about you?
Table.
No, but honest. By the way, this might seem rude, but you'll know I'm not bullshitting you. It's staying this cold. I can't adjust it for everybody else because you all can put layers on. I can't take layers off.
Correct.
Well, we tried it once.
Oh.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. I get it. It's the Todd Glass Show. I'm not going to leave you down. That was a cold opening.
There's a barn. What a barn.
We're not even doing that one today because I got a new one.
We also got to get back to Sean P.
Sean P. Thank you. Thank you. By the way, Aristotle, yeah. To George Carlin, always appreciate when you do that. I want chaos, but fucking organized chaos. I want people to be proud of me. They're going, you know what? You haven't listened to the Todd Glass Show in a while. It's still all over the place. But there's definitely... No. Come on. That was meant to be nice to myself. I can't even give myself a compliment without prefacing. But I want them to listen. So Sean P., I get what it's like when you email somebody this because you think, well, when I do a good act of kindness, do I have to email somebody about it? And Sean, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about anybody. I talk about it sometimes on the show. And I think it is good that you did it because it's just your way of reminding yourself to do it more. You know, it's not like anyone's getting up on a pedestal or anything, but it does feel good when you defend somebody. And there's times to do it and there's times not to do it. But I agree with that. Definitely agree with that. Definitely agree with that. There might be a time not to say anything. But I think but I could always be pushed the way of saying something, believe it or not, because I'm not talking about it in the show. I'm talking about it in real life. And as I've said this before, as much as I obviously have very strong opinions on things, I think you'd all be surprised me at Thanksgiving. If you were watching as a fly on the wall, you go, wow, he didn't bring that up. He didn't. No, it's Thanksgiving at my house. There's times when I just let it be if, you know, somebody says, I don't know. I haven't had anybody say that. Well, I did. I dealt with somebody in my family voting for Trump, and I was proud. But anyway, so it reminds you, I don't know how we got off from talking about Sean P, to defend somebody. So he said, I don't have the email in front of me, but basically there was someone digging through the trash trying to get recyclables, and there was someone outside like yelling at them like they weren't a human being. Now, I know somebody might go, well, the problem is with safety, no. You know what? There's still a way you have to talk to somebody, and he defended the guy that was getting the cans out. He goes, you know, he didn't speak English, so it was hard to communicate with him, but he goes, I sensed that he knew that I was defending him. He goes, there was absolutely no doubt about it. And the woman, he goes, I didn't yell, I didn't, you don't mirror the behavior of someone else, yet that does not help the situation, calmly, always, and nicely. And also know if you're getting nothing in return, well, in certain situations, completely back down, but not if you feel it's necessary to you stand your ground as they stand their ground. If it's somebody yelling at somebody, I will stay there till they stop yelling at that person. Not yelling, but just going, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do that. No, you can't. And just move the other person away. But usually, if you think it's going to get bad, you back down instantly. You don't want to start a fight. But he said she was mortified with her behavior, which I like that he told the truth. It's not everybody that is going to be saying, hey, because you're cool about it. Oh, come on. He just said, like, basically in quotes, come on, let's try to, you know, it wasn't aggressive. Like, hey, don't be an asshole to that guy. No. And he goes, she was more mortified. I bet that happens sometimes.
Yeah, that's great. That
Sean.
Sean, good for you.
Sean, you know what? Sean, Duncan wrote a song about you. Play it.
Sean is great. He's the best guy we know. And he's listening to the Todd Glass Show.
Huh? How do you like that, you pile of shit?
I never get tired of hearing that.
Every time I hear it. Every time I hear it.
One of the greats.
Sean. So, Sean, you're a good man. This is the last thing. Music. I'm going to be in Vancouver at the Vancouver Comedy Festival, like Friday and Saturday. It's the 25th and 6th, whatever that Friday and Saturday is. I need, like, maybe keyboards and drums, preferably two people that have played together before, at least a little. You know each other. So sometimes someone will email me, they play keyboards, but I don't want to find you a drummer because I'd rather you two know each other. So for Vancouver, and also Acme in September, I need a drummer and keyboards. Drummer and keyboards. For Acme, email me at Todd Glass Comedy. I'll explain more about it because you're like, well, what are we doing? What is this? What's that? Basically, look when I'm at Acme, whatever the dates are.
Acme and where? Where
Minneapolis. Minneapolis, and I need someone for every night I'm there. And it's fun. It does pay. So, I know how to start the show. We are ready to start the show.
You're not going
to
get anything.
We are ready to, wait, no, that's
he's
true.
He's lying, dude.
I didn't even hear you.
Any money at all.
Is everybody in a good mood?
Yeah. Huh.
Did we find a...
That's what you say when we come back from a break? No, is everybody in a good mood?
Yeah. That's all right. Yeah. I could be better.
What do you mean?
It's a little cold. I'm not bad.
It's a little drafty.
Are you really cold? Do you want to go get another jacket? We'll take a deep breath.
No.
You sure?
No.
Is everybody okay?
Can I have two jackets?
Oh, Jesus. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Enjoy the
warmth while you can. Wait, what was that? Now, did everybody hear that?
Hear what?
What?
Okay, you heard it.
I heard it.
Okay, so Robbie heard it,
what?
So I'm not.
What?
Hello?
What are you
can hear that?
Hear what?
That's a ghost.
You can't hear that?
Yeah, you guys keep saying
what?
Like, can you hear that? And then you don't say anything. It's just
okay, we're saying what we heard.
What did you hear?
That.
Yeah, we heard somebody
okay,
say,
no, I'm not
you
crazy,
heard somebody
Robbie.
Say, what did you hear?
What?
Okay, you guys can't say, did you hear that? And let it be silent.
Okay,
and
hold
then...
on. Ghost, are you there?
What ghost are you talking to?
See, the ghost doesn't know
ghost.
Which ghost we're talking to.
Wait, no.
What ghost?
You know when you get confused in a bit, but it's okay because everything's great. But like the ghost now is denying
the ghost.
That
like the
too.
Ghost is questioning
so
which ghost.
So we're just crazy now.
Is there multiple ghosts? Are there more than one ghost we can talk to?
I don't know. I've been here this whole time.
Can
okay.
I say something about this
I
ghost?
I thought you were talking to another
please.
Ghost.
Oh.
He thought
Are there other ghosts around you to make you think
that's
that?
Why I was confused.
Who are
well,
you?
Wait, yeah.
Talking
why are you saying
to?
Other ghosts? There's no ghosts. There's no one ghost.
Yeah.
I mean,
what?
Yeah.
Are, can you walk through walls?
No.
Can you walk through people?
No.
So you don't hear this conversation we're having
wait,
with this ghost?
I've
right
never
now?
Heard of a ghost.
You
that
guys
can't
are
walk.
Out of your minds. Both of you are having.
Wait a second. Hold on.
We're talking to just a very insecure ghost right now. That's what we're
exactly. Robbie's right. Can I ask you a question to George Global?
Yeah, Global. George Shapiro.
To George
go
Shapiro.
Ahead.
George. Do you honestly think we're crazy?
To George Wallace? Yes.
I love George Wallace.
Okay, you didn't
this ghost loves George
this
Wallace.
This ghost loves
he's
George
what
Wallace.
What ghost?
No, yeah, like,
the ghost we're talking to. The ghost of the walls.
Now, yeah, now you're just pandering to
wait,
us.
So now they're ghosts in the walls?
Yeah, I mean, he's. I don't know where he is, but it sounds walls. It sounds like it's from the wall.
I can't get enough of the Todd Glass Show. It's the Todd Glass Show.
Bush, we're going to have fun.
The part about Nick Lipa is so,
it
make,
so
it's good. So,
the,
I love that.
In the midst
it's
of all that
so
mayhem.
Good.
Except our... It's like he says
it
so in the past.
It energizes everybody.
Except Nick Lipa. Lipa. Nick Lipa. He just built the whole asleep. Podcast studio. I wonder if Nick was building it the whole time. If every day he's hanging the lights.
I can't
and,
wait to hey, fall asleep in here. I can't wait to take a nap during the show.
Well, when I'm done this thing and I have all the lights and the smoke machine and the bubbles and all everything going, and we put the sound system in and we set everything and we put the strobe light in and we have the smoke machine. Oh, am I going to take a nap in
that's
there.
When I'm going to pull my sleep mask over my eyes.
It's the guy wait. It's the guy who thinks a podcast studio is actually a bedroom.
Yeah, he thinks, oh, a podcast
I thought I was
studio.
Building my new room.
Yeah,
that's what,
so I thought it was all mute colors and everything. God damn it.
Why is there so many people?
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Because I'm cool. I don't give a shit. Do you give a shit?
I don't give a shit.
I don't fucking give a shit. No, I'm being serious. I'm not like, I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I couldn't care less.
I could care less either. Like,
you guys
like
give it. It seems like you guys give a shit. I definitely don't
no,
give a shit.
I don't.
I don't give,
I
a,
don't
shit.
Give a shit.
Nah, we're like
no,
you. I don't
think
give,
I probably give a
no.
shit
just listen,
less
give me
than
a
you
chance.
Guys give
give
a
me
shit.
A, give me a chance. Give me a chance.
Right?
I know
Aristotle
not,
knows I
no,
give a shit
no,
less.
No,
I don't
give
a shit.
Hey, you nerds. Hey, you nerds. You think I give a shit?
Yeah, you have a guitar.
Yeah, you see him. You're walking around with a guitar.
I don't give a shit.
Okay,
all right, I don't give a shit.
Then why's your hair? You have cool hair.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, this guy gives a shit. This guy fucking gives a shit.
No, I don't give a shit.
Hey.
Both of you
guys
give a shit. I don't give a shit.
Guys, I don't care what you fucking do. Maybe someone can time me.
Nah, you give a shit.
But I really don't. Where name one time where I ever
right now, right now.
Look at that left
right
arm
now.
Of yours. Is that a tattoo?
Oh, come
ooh,
on.
Wow.
I don't give a,
you
hey,
give a
look,
shit if
I
you
give
get a
shit.
Tattoo.
I don't
people
give a
with child tattoos
okay,
don't
see,
really
guys,
give a shit.
Guys, shit. I don't give a shit.
I don't give a shit if you give a shit.
Oh! I love
that. I forget that you love it.
This is rare that I love any song yelling because it's too much noise, but that I love it. I don't think the guy that sent it in knew how much I was going to love it because he wrote me an email. He moved to Florida. Uh-huh. I fuck with people because I'm crazy. No, but I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. Honestly, I don't like, you know how I know if you could just, because when I think about it, I say to myself, I don't even give a shit about even if you thought I did give a shit.
You know how I know you don't give a shit?
I don't.
Because I don't give a shit less than you give a shit. So that's how I can tell. My giving a shit is lesser than your giving a shit. That's how I can tell.
I feel like I shouldn't even talk. That's how much I don't give a shit.
This whole conversation about not giving a shit, I don't even care about this.
I don't give a shit about any of this.
Who gives a fuck?
Like,
can we just...
Fuck. Even you saying it pisses me off.
Run, run, run.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. God bless Robbie.
You got me running from the bit, far away from it, run from the bit, run from the bit.
Robbie's great.
Robbie's great.
Robbie's great.
Can I
Robbie,
tell you?
Oh.
No. Before the show, I had Robbie's little jingle written on a cue card, and I said, should I give it to you? He goes, I think I'll remember to play mine.
Robbie Kirkhoff.
Wait, there's a part I really
Robbie
like.
Kirkhoff.
It's like we got to get a little bit more into it.
At Lord Robbie
after this.
K on Twitter.
And Instagram.
Robbie Kirkhoff's hanging out tonight.
That's true.
He's a gift to the Todd Glass Show.
What? I didn't even tell him to say that. He just felt that way.
Can I tell you something?
You just
good for you. Good for you. Because he knows I never get to that point. So I knew that there was some reason. I will never, to George Carlin, not play that all the way to the end. That's the best part. He's the gift. Don't be silly.
He knows what he's talking about.
Can I tell
about.
You something? We're not like, how about other shows? Is that embarrassing or what? When other shows, they have a doorbell and it rings, right? And they're all like, hello, who is it? Who gives a shit, right?
I say we don't even answer it.
We don't know. Oh, we have a character that's here. It's embarrassing. Okay, here's what I'd like to
who
do.
Who gives a shit if we ran from the bit and then ran right back into that bit?
Hey, I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. That's how you know we're not fucking around. By the way, that
I don't give a shit. I will play that jingle again.
By the way, I don't want to overuse to George Carlin, but very astute of Aristotle to realize that. We all genuinely, am I right?
Yeah, all the way from the other room, too.
All the way from the other room. By the way, because, hold on, let me get my thought out here. I thought that that was such a well-placed run from the bit. Like, I really was. Yeah. Couldn't have been used at a better time. So we were serious when we applauded him. Like, we were all right. Like, well, thank you. I didn't know where to go with the bit. And then, 2 seconds later, I decide the best choice is to get right back into it. Like, what the fuck? What am I? Not doing things intelligently? Yeah, that was the right way to say that.
Todd, it's almost like you don't give a shit.
I don't. No, that's what I'm trying to say.
Come on.
No, I feel like you guys don't believe me, but I really don't give a shit. I don't. Fuck it. Anyway, here's what I'd like to do. We went back into it again. Elvis is out of control on stage one night. I don't take for granted people listen to every episode. He's on stage one night. This is true to George Carlin. That means it's our safe word. You know that if you... He's on stage. This is him genuinely talking to an audience. Of course we're going to.
This day and time, you can't even get sick. You are strung out. Oh, by God, I'll tell you something, friend. I have never been strung out in my life, except on music. When I got sick here in the hotel...
This is true.
I got sick here that one night. I had 102 temperature. They wouldn't let me perform. From three different sources, I heard I was strung out on heroin.
Yeah, sure. Listen, folks.
Hotel employees, Jack.
Jack.
Bellboys.
Come on, baby.
Freaks that carry your luggage up to the room.
That's not nice.
People working around, you know,
working
talking.
Working around.
Maids.
Housekeepers.
Listen, get over one day.
He had the flu. He just explained. He had the flu. That's what they were saying around town.
And don't you get offended, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking to somebody else. If I find or hear the individual that has said that about me, I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Yay, Elvis.
Yes.
That is dangerous.
Can you pause this for 1 second?
That is damaging to myself,
pause
to
it.
My little daughter,
I
can't pause it.
To my father, to my friends, my doctor, everybody in my relationship with you, my relationship with up here on the stage. It is dangerous. I will pull your goddamn tongue out by the roots.
Yay!
You remind me, I want to do the bit where everyone's reacting in the audience like, no, I think he does do drugs. But Elvis would be up on stage. Sure, I don't take for granted people listen to the show every week. And he would start talking. The band just vamped behind him, you know. They'd play the song behind him. And he would just start talking. If you go back, you can find... Well, they'd be playing the song. Elvis just be out there? Because, you know, he might talk a little bit before the song comes in, you know?
I'm going to break your goddamn neck.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did have a cold last week, and the word out on the street was that I was strung out. I've never been strung out at this end of my life. Maybe I'll be honest with you, that is disrespectful to my doctor. My accountant is not too happy. And my sister was affected by that.
Honey, I think he's strung out.
Well, let's do that second. No, let's do it now. You be the audience. You be the audience. You're reacting. You're in the. There's the murmur of every. Just use logic. Whatever I say, answer in your head the truth. And this would, you know, so it'd be like. And you're just in the audience. Move away from the mic a little bit, not too much. But I'm telling you, you're just the whole audience. You're like, just say rational. React to whatever I say in your head. Like I'm obviously lying. That was a good direction given by a high person.
Strung out.
I was never strung out. Day of my life, I never did a drug.
Woo. Oh my God, I think he's on drugs now.
I never did drugs a day of my life. I've never been strung out.
He's definitely strung out, right?
Yes. And let me tell you something. I'm not.
It's very volatile.
He's not looking. Oh my God.
He seems. I had a fever. I had a fever. That's all I had. I never did.
No,
I'm
sure you did. Sure you did.
I had a fever. That's why I was acting the way I was acting.
You're the king. You don't get fevers.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah,
and these Bellmans and Bip Bops and Doodly Fucks.
I've never seen this fever like
bouncing around the hotel, spreading gossip before there's Twitter. Before Twitter, you know what there was before Twitter?
Elvis.
Bellhops.
Proficient.
And maids running around, running their shit, trying to start rumors. Starting bullshit. I've never been strung out a day in my life. The truth of the matter is I had a... And I'm going to be honest with you people and look you in the face. I had a baby aspirin.
For sure sounds like he's strung out.
He's definitely high.
Yes, I had a baby aspirin tonight.
No,
baby,
he had more than that.
Baby aspirin and a whole family of aspirin.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Baby.
But I know you people are good people. Are you lonesome tonight? Are you? The other. I want to change the music to this. Play the other betting music. Put the other betting music on for Elvis.
I was strung out. I'm gonna break your goddamn neck.
We'll go back to the old way. Just naming who it's going to affect. And go wherever we want. I want to do this bit till my nephew has a nervous breakdown because he asked me to do the. Oh no. Also, what's that say in pencil?
Brenton Smith.
He said we should later admit to drugs. We could work it in. Like, all I had was 15, you know, hits of acid.
Just,
but to Elvis, he didn't think that was a lot. But let's do that later. We'll remember it, though. But my nephew, he said, do this. I told him, I said, I'll do this bit, Tyler, until you have to pull over on the side of the road. I'm never going to give up on my nephew.
Strung out. Now, listen, people. Listen, people. Your lovely audience coming out here tonight. I never been strung out a single day in my life. I've been hearing a lot of rumors out there. I've been reading the newspapers. They've been saying that Elvis is going around strung out. Well, while I read the newspapers, I want to tell you right now, I'll read them front to back. I'll read them front to back, read the first section, the second section. I'll read all of them in one sitting. It takes me 2 hours.
By the way, picture the audience while he's doing this shit. They're like, he hasn't sang in 3 minutes,
not
honey.
Strung out like some of those other, like the Beatles out there with their marijuana cigarettes.
The crowd's sitting through this. They're like in horror.
I'm out here reading the newspapers, ladies and gentlemen.
He likes to read the newspapers.
Learning about the world around me.
I think he's strung out right now.
I think you're right.
You know, sometimes...
I think he's drunk. I think this guy's drunk, and I love him, but he doesn't.
Lisa Marie, she'll call me up.
Wait,
she'll call me up from home. My lovely daughter. And she'll say, Daddy, I love you. And I'll say, honey, Lisa Marie.
Oh, my God, he just fell asleep. Elvis fell asleep. How's that professional?
I'm a hunk of burning love. I'm a hunk of burning love. Lord Almighty, I feel my temperature rising. Hi. Thank you very much.
I've never been strung out a day in my life.
I'll admit it.
Thank you.
I might have had a Claritin or two. But I ain't never been strung out.
The band would have to vamp behind.
It's such a nice song, too. I can't help falling in love.
Well, and the band would have to vamp behind Elvis. They played the whole goddamn song. He never got to the song. We just sit up there telling who it's affecting.
I'll admit it right now. Maybe I take a Prilosec in the morning from my stomach. But I ain't never been strung out a day in my life.
Never been strung out.
When I find out whichever freak, weirdo, circus folk been telling, I'll bust his face.
If I find a criminal, I will. And I've never been strung out a day
one
in my
of these
life.
Perpetrators.
If I found out that person, I'd pull their tongue out with a plier.
That sounds like a crazy person. Like that.
I'm not crazy. I'm not volatile. If I find out who said I was volatile, I'll pull their tongue out with a plier.
I'm gonna
break their goddamn neck.
He's gotta be on something.
I bet Elvis back then would tell his lackeys.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I come to you? Can I come to you here as a human being today?
It sounds so much better.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I just come to you? I'm coming to you as Elvis, the king, baby. Just coming to you as the king. Just as a human, as one of you guys. And I just want to come to you guys and let you guys know that there's never been a goddamn day in my life I've been strung out. And anybody who's going around spreading around rumors about old baby boy Elvis up here, you just go and smack him right in the face. I want you to find anybody who's just going around town saying, Elvis is all strung out, look at him, he's got a fever, he's a junkie. Slap him right in the face. I want you to slap him right in the face. Right? Just slap him. Yeah, thank you. I do condone violence. I do.
I'm stronger.
And I've never been strung out. And I need to, there's a lot of people I need to thank. There's a lot of people I need to thank today.
I've never been strung out a day.
Oh my God, it's Robot Elvis. It's Robot Elvis. He's here to kill us. Oh my God.
Where's my band? Keep playing, guys.
Never.
I've never been strung out a day in my life. Hello?
Never strung out. I'd never carry string with me.
I think he's high.
Oh, I think he's high. He just said he'd carry string with him.
But then he's being honest, though, because he's
saying I'm
strung
out.
Oh, no, listen to what he's saying. This guy's, I think Elvis is strung out. Listen to what he's saying.
Never take string anywhere with, I'll do a few bumps of coke, but I ain't.
That doesn't make any sense.
I've never been strung out before. I may every once in a while snort lines of Advil off my golden toilet, but every once in a while, but that's all I do. That's just a little bit. It's just a bottle of Advil off my golden toilet.
Hey, Tyler, you think we're done with you and this Elvis bit? You don't know. If we're in the mood, Tyler, that's my nephew, you want more, right? I know you're driving in your car. You're going, nah, they're going to end it. I can tell. Yeah, you shitting me?
Hey, Tyler, can I talk to you for a second, buddy, Tyler? Do you want to hear more of this bit? Because you know I'm not strung out.
I've never been.
Because, Tyler, you know I've never been strung out my whole goddamn life.
I never did strung out a day of my life.
And if you ever believe that I've ever been strung out my whole life, I will come and I will cut the brakes on your car, Tyler. I will come and find you and I will cut the brakes on your car. And when your car is spinning out of control and you're thinking, oh, God, is this the last moment of my life? I want you to know that it was me, Elvis Presley, who went and personally cut the brakes on your whole car. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, now look here, ladies and gentlemen.
Elvis!
Oh, sure. The king might have a four ball of cocaine here and there, but I ain't never been strung out.
Oh, he's definitely.
I ain't going out here getting strung out. I'll dabble in. I don't know, a little NyQuil here and there.
Ladies and gentlemen,
bottle or two.
Maybe I had a bottle or two of over the counter NyQuil. And 15 Vicodin. And yes, sometimes before the show, I get a shot of morphine in my head. But I've never been strung out a day of my life.
Maybe the only
thing I've ever been strung out on is music.
I got a babysitter. Sing the damn song.
Wise man say.
Sorry about this, sir. I didn't know you
had a baby. Only fools rush in. And I can't help falling.
This song's about me.
We'll hear the ghost. Shut all the music off right away. Ghost?
Ghost?
I don't think I heard the ghost. I heard someone in the audience yell.
Okay, I want to I want to play you some fun things.
I never said anything!
I'm going to break your goddamn neck, you son of a bitch.
Oh, Tyler, you think... Oh, Tyler, we haven't even begun.
Oh,
we haven't even be... Tyler!
Tyler,
I am serious, Tyler. You ask your uncle to do a bit for you, and you think I'm going to fucking half-ass it? We are not done. I'll take a deep breath, go get new background music, but this bit will live until... Tyler, I hope you're pulled under a bridge embankment. I hope right now you're pulled over under a bridge embankment, because you can't go any further. Because you didn't know. You go, I told you, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, Tyler. To George Carr, and I'm going to text Tyler this. Don't listen to it while driving. And he's, because he always does. But he's going to think, I'll be fine on a road trip somewhere. And I don't want to see him, because he is. He's going to pull over. He's going to be like, oh my God. Hold on, shut the music off. This is not a joke.
Don't podcast and drive.
But he's thinking, oh, I'm gonna text him. I'm going to go, Tyler, I would not listen to it while driving in the car. But he's going to be in the car. And I hope he was when Robbie did that thing. Elvis
Tyler,
talking right
to
him.
Can I talk to you real quick, Tyler? This is Elvis. And and to show you how much your dear uncle loves you, he brought me back from the dead just to come do this podcast and talk to you.
That doesn't happen!
It happens. Oh, I'm Elvis. I'm the king. I can
People
do whatever I want.
Come back from the dead.
I'm the king. You know who else was the king? Jesus. Jesus is the king, baby. I'm the Jesus of music. I'm the Jesus of music,
Jesus,
baby. I'm the king.
Came back either.
Oh.
He wasn't real.
No, that's what happened.
I would know.
I'm definitely Elvis. I'm definitely Elvis, so I'm definitely alive.
Hold on.
You're still
I'm definitely alive,
alive. But you were never dead.
Why am I arguing with somebody from the audience?
No,
I'm
that's a
Elvis
ghost.
The, oh,
hold on. Wait. It's not someone from the audience. That's the ghost telling you.
I thought you were laughing.
Wait, no, this ghost.
I thought you were laughing
ghost
at Robbie's
is definitely calling bullshit on Elvis being alive. He's like, you're still a ghost.
Elvis is ghost.
He's calling bullshit on religion and everything.
I'm definitely a person. I'm definitely a person.
Hold on, guys.
I'm definitely not a ghost.
Guys, seriously, I'm being very serious. We can all, if we all talk at once, then nobody's going to hear us. So we can't.
No, we can
okay.
all
no, no. You're doing exactly what I'm talking about. Now you're doing.
I was trying to.
You're doing exactly what I just asked you not to do. No.
Guys,
this is exactly what I just talked about.
You guys perfectly.
I know exactly what I was talking about. Stop. Seriously, turn the music off. Okay, I don't mind the mayhem. I don't mind the mayhem. I love the mayhem. I soak in it and I bask in the mayhem. Mm-hmm. But if we all talk at once, it gets a little hard.
Okay,
for people
so then
to
I'll
understand.
Start talking.
Okay.
You
okay.
Stop.
And then, baby,
the thing is, we gotta
wait
a minute.
Then, of course, I come back.
Because it was my turn to talk. Because
I'm the king.
Tyler, you think you're safe? Oh, did you pull back onto the road again?
Oh, you did, Tyler.
Oh, you did.
You better check your brakes, baby.
Wait, they
oh,
just
Tyler,
worked.
You're driving
you better
down
check
the road.
Them again.
Check
every
them
time
again.
You stop, you better cut your brakes.
Oh, look at Tyler.
You better check your brakes.
Why don't we just give him nice?
Check
what would you want to hear if you were driving down the highway listening to this show? This will keep him up.
Anybody's out there talking bad about Elvis, I'm gonna come and take the pen that you're writing with and shove it down your throat. What are you doing? What are you doing? Get out of here, both of you.
I want to take the time to say hello to everybody. That was the opening of our show. We're going to start now. Is that sick? It's other disgusting. Shows, they're like, okay, I can't see an episode. Let's just put that out there. That would be, I would be so mortified if someone goes, oh, that's the episode. Like, for some reason, we lost the other half. Aristotle, that's... if he goes, Todd, I lost the actual show part, but I just dropped this up to now. I go, let's drop nothing. Now I'm ready to do a show. Sure I am.
Sick tits. All
right. We have to, so we have to decide. Where do we decide where we split it? Where do we split this show? Do we leave it up to Aristotle? I'll tell you what
are
we're going to
do.
What?
Are we splitting?
We have to split it. Okay. Why, is that a bad thing?
Well, no. I think John Mulaney's episode was supposed to be two parts.
And then it wasn't.
Yeah,
because it was hard to split it. But this will be two parts.
Oh, you're saying we're easy to split?
Yeah.
Well, that's
because what? We're not John Mulaney.
Well, you think we're easy to split? Just because we're not a household name like John Mulaney.
We're
just easy to split.
You don't have to split us.
Oh, sure. Go ahead. Split the episode.
No, come on.
Give us 2 weeks to have this episode be the elite. Why not?
Split it. Split us. It's your podcast.
Yeah. What do we do?
Of course, we're not John Mulaney.
You want to split us?
Why would you? Hey, why would you?
One episode, two episodes.
It doesn't
bullshit.
Matter. I don't give a shit.
Well,
John Mulaney's show, two parts.
You're blowing this so out of proportion. I'm sitting here because I want you to feel heard. I was not saying that. I was not saying that Germ Mulaney.
Germ Mulaney?
I was not saying that. Germ. I was not saying
Germ Baloney.
Germ Baloney was because he's as a television show that his show is more valuable.
Oh my god!
I said I wasn't.
Wait, why did you bring up the
exactly
television
what it
show?
Then? Like,
because you were insinuating.
You know we don't have
hold on.
Anybody who has a TV show, you
hold on. Stop. You were saying that because John Mulaney is. You know, whatever, however you want to say it, a public figure, famous.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm trying to make a point.
That's exactly
the
way
I'm saying
it.
I'm saying, listen, I'm quiet, please. You'll feel better if you listen. I'm saying that it's not that you were taking it out of context. It has nothing to do with it. It just happened to be an easier show to split, not because John Mulaney's famous.
You're just hearing the words.
Oh, Aristotle, come on. You know I love you guys. You could have a TV
show. Do you know how easy we could have a TV show like that? We could get a TV show like that.
You guys
are
taking
that.
But is there like a sign being held up over there or something? Like...
What does he do? I do want to talk about my grandmother because my grandmother was 96 and I loved her. Oh, wait.
But what's that sign?
Well, she... I wanted to tell a story that I never actually got to...
Well, can you just read the sign first?
Oh, my God. Do you have any work on the road?
Oh! He was telling a story.
That's unprofessional. Rusty has no cooth.
Rusty.
Guys, I have to tell you this, and it's true. Mm-hmm. I fell on hard times. I lost this summer house.
Oh,
all right, quiet. It's not a joke anymore. Right. Chris Hardwick is really getting tough on me.
Now leave.
Oh! Stoddle, Hardwick, Stoddle, Hoddle, Hardle, Wickle, Nickle. Hey, listen, it's... Oh, it's... What?
Oh no,
that's the beginning of a fun show.
Aristotle.
All right, listen. It is... Can I tell you something? This is my new favorite thing
Jesus
to do.
Christ.
It is coming down there. I want to explain something. Whenever I do this in the house, Eric Olson commits to this bit to George Carlin, it's the way I like it. He comes in from outside when I'm playing this, like at night. I've been doing it at night lately, not even having music. Although I would like to play this with music soft in the background, but I just got to get... It's a long story. So anyway, but he comes in from outside, commits. He goes, it's really coming. Not like a parody of it. Not like, oh, it's coming out. No, he comes in like, he goes, it's really coming down hard out there, really. And every time it thunders, out of nowhere, it'll thunder. And he'll go, wow, that was close.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa. Did you see that? Fuck, did you see that?
Like, I saw it and heard it. Oh.
Oh, fuck. That's when it scares the shit out of me. That's close. And it's so much fun. Like, I want to go outside and squirt water on the window, but...
That would be amazing.
I told you, Rory Scovel did that once. We all did it for each other, and we squirted. But it leaves water marks. I know you could wipe it down, but I probably won't get around to it. It does.
Oh.
You, whoa.
I felt that one.
I felt... So anyway...
This is very unfunny, but related and true. Well, not this. Famous director Guillermo del Toro in his house has a window that he installed where it's just raining all the time.
By the way, that's can great. I tell you something? That he's here. Of course, he's here. Well, he's here. He stinks.
So good.
Hey, by the way, hi everybody.
Hello. Oh,
hi.
How you feeling?
Good.
Is everybody good? So anyway, my grandmother, who really meant a lot. Oh my God, that's so wrong. Rusty Haynes has a sandwich board. No, I'm not lying. Oh. Walking around the room with a sandwich board. What does it say? I can't even read it.
This is inappropriate.
He had the letters made too small. Is it promoting something?
It's like an at.
What's it say?
At symbol for some reason.
Butte Valley Sound.
Oh. That's for Aaron, and he's not even here yet. All right. So listen, here's what I want to do. We're going to take the show in a different direction. More serious. I'm not afraid to... Oh, I want that. Can I tell you something? Let's all take a break. Not a real break.
Run,
just,
run, run.
There's no
run,
bit. Run. How dare you? You know when you think it's going good, and then sometimes I'll tell a sound guy at a comedy club, play that when you think I can't get out of a bit. I'm thinking it's going great, and he plays it. I'm like, wait a second. I thought it was going good. But sometimes it's like when you did it before, they just, most of the time they play it just when you think they should. Sometimes you think they should and they don't. Well, I guess I could run down every scenario and I could have a show a baboon would listen to. And that's not an insult to baboons. They just like to hear every detail. A friend of mine told me that. I'm very baboon friendly. Listen, hello, operator. I want to say that I'm proud of the guy who did the thing defending the person that was getting the bottles out of the trash. I thought about the... Oh, my God. Do you hear that?
Yeah.
That's Rusty's girlfriend. Is that Rachel?
Wait, the one...
Oh, my God. Is that Rachel? Yeah, is that your wife? I'm sorry. You know why I say girlfriend? It's a compliment, because when I see you two together, you actually look like you get along with each other and you enjoy each other, so you think someone's dating. Not that married people... That's the goal of married people, to act like they're dating. That's a good thing. That's what all... Oh, my God. Who is
she driving two cars?
Oh, my God. She pulled up both cars. Oh.
What does she want?
What does she want? Seriously, is that her?
That one sounds like her, yes.
But what does she want? Does she know you're? Does she know you're sitting in on a podcast? Oh my God!
Wait,
it's Mark is here to pick up Aaron.
Oh my God!
Oh my God! What is that? Is Aristotle's girlfriend
can't be happy about?
No,
this.
Aristotle's girlfriend's out there too. What the fuck, guys? This is a professional.
Oh my God! What do they want to do? Kiss?
I want to hear. It sounds like there's three cars out there. That's obviously
a long one.
That's your girlfriend.
Yes.
Who's that?
Well, you know it's Aristotle's girlfriend. She's got
to
be
everybody's girlfriend here to pick him up.
Yes, and then
Aaron's
Mark's dad. I can. That's the Subaru. Tell me if you can hear a Subaru horn.
Dad's his girlfriend.
Could you just maybe text them to stop honking?
Oh, this is unprofessional.
Are they texting Rusty?
This is. Can
Twitter
I be honest? No bit. Seriously, I want you all to let this breathe. This is so unprofessional. Oh, that's unprofessional.
Yeah, you can't even, like, hear
I can't
talk.
Even hear my own thoughts.
One, we shouldn't even be doing the show over this.
Stop.
Yeah.
Guys, I want you to go
aggressive.
Out there.
Are they, like, right outside
go
the
out
door?
There. I'm going to take a break.
Yeah, we got
to I'm going to take
this.
A break. You guys got to go out
break.
There.
Take a break.
Oh, my God. That's
is that
That's Rusty's girlfriend. That's his wife.
I'm pretty sure I can see
Rachel.
Enough.
She's waving.
Hi, Rachel. Rachel probably listened to the show because Rusty. Hold on, hold on. I just figured something out.
She can get out of
Rachel,
the bar.
Let's just.
Are you telling the horn to hold on?
They can't hear you.
Is that a clown?
Now hold on. I'm not joking around. Guys. Hold on. I don't want any. Sure, he's here. He's here every week.
Can we maybe go out there and get them to stop?
This is so rude. Can I tell you the truth? Hold on.
Like, yeah.
Hold on.
Do you want me to go out there?
I can't. Okay.
Do you want me to go out there and deal with
it?
What are they?
Hold on. Let me take control here for a second because this is whose girlfriend? It's not one of your Tinder dates, is it?
No, I don't know any.
Let's cut to. Ready? Cut to. We did some work. We found out that every one of these were Tinder dates that were coming by this spot. Oh, we're back from a break. All right. These are Tinder dates from you, and there's a helicopter.
Yeah.
Did you helicopter Uber?
I probably shouldn't have given them all my address.
No, did you helicopter Uber to impress a girl, Eric?
Well,
there's a helicopter hovering over the house.
Is that the only way?
Everybody outside is an Uber Tinder date that Eric's on.
Eric, seriously, like this is. It started out as like a bit, but like we need to try and talk to each other and like I can't hear myself talking right now because you have so many Tinder dates outside.
Well, I'll admit that the helicopter's much.
Well, I feel like I can see your thought process here.
Run from the bit.
Run from the bit. Hey, guess what? I bet Aaron Simon wants more attention, right? Probably.
Yeah, boo.
Hell yes, high attention.
Hello, everybody. This is Aaron Simon.
Oh, and he just comes over here and presses the button.
Oh, wait.
I didn't even play this. He reached over my keyboard and pushed it.
Look, that's Aaron. Picture him on the swing with his feet swinging in the air, maybe.
He's in a hammock. Pushing a button.
Give us a visual.
Playing ping pong in the shade. Sounds like pure.
All right, listen, that horn bit got a little out of control, but I love everybody listening, and I think you're great. And I'd like to. This is Chris Burden, who I adore.
Chris Burden?
I love this song.
Hey, buddy. Hey,
listen closely, though.
Aside from the side, leaning on my car.
That's the song.
What the fuck is up with that, huh?
You've seen this guy.
Leaning on your car.
You see me leaning on your car? Hold on, pause it for a second.
No.
I got to tell you something before we play this song, because I want to get, you know, I want to delve into it. Are you looking for a lighter?
I'm looking for something.
Something?
A little something.
Do we have any fresh air to be shared?
Oh, yeah, that fresh air. That's what I'm looking for.
Aristotle, talk to the people while we load up.
Aristotle, do you think you can take over the podcast for three minutes?
We're going to smoke pot now. Could you run the show?
No, don't say that.
Nobody ever. What are you afraid? Is your girlfriend listening to the show?
I don't have a girlfriend.
I had nerd.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have a girlfriend.
You don't want one right now, do you?
I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe somebody listened to the show.
Gross.
Robbie wants a girlfriend.
By the way, I never said that.
You guys are putting words in my mouth.
I'm going to say this. I think there needs to be a role model out there for young kids that are gay that actually takes it to the other way. Like, you know, thinks we
Robbie wants a boyfriend.
I never said that either.
Oh.
Robbie wants a friend?
That's what I want.
How about Robbie just wants to be loved by anything, even a German Shepherd?
Anything, anybody.
I'll tell you what. Everybody's searching for love. You ever see a dog or any walk into a public area? Everybody's looking.
Eric,
you know,
just
why
invited
they,
three Tinder dates over.
What?
I mean,
that's why they. That's why people all want to pet people's dogs, because there's no judgment. It's not just they're cute. Everybody, you have to know that. Everyone goes, oh, you pet a dog because it's cute. Really? You think that it doesn't go 90 miles past that? Why everybody wants to pet a dog when a dog is in the area? It's a moment of. Well, a dog like that, I wouldn't want to pet. How about those dogs running at you at the dog park? He's okay. No, I'm not okay.
No, he's just like that.
Yeah, he's just like that. Yeah, I'm not.
Just hold your hand out.
I just crapped in my pants.
He likes you.
No, I just crapped in my pants.
Don't worry, he's just mean.
I don't.
He's jumping on you, that means he likes you.
People go, let me bring...
He has very strong hugs.
I had a dog hump my leg. Well, it took a half an hour.
Todd Buck's dogs.
No, don't make a joke about it. Don't make a joke about it. There's something funny about being analytical in the middle of it. Don't make a joke about what? What is this show? Yes, this show is necessary.
And
I argue it to... Hello, everybody. It's the Todd Glass Show. Do you like Bimpty Bimkles and Schminkty Schmeckles? Do you hey, do me a favor.
Who, Schmeckle?
Sure, I... What, do you like songs about dog shit?
Who doesn't like songs about dog shit?
I love songs about dog shit. Dog shit on my
shoe. I would love hearing my dad's step on dog shit in the backyard. I'd be able to be inside and he would just be walking across the yard. Like, God damn it! And he just step in dog.
Do you think it'd be rude if you played this really loud after he stepped in it? Over
that'd
the,
be. I would love.
Picture
to
your dad walking down.
He would love it. If I played you got dog shit on my shoe after he stepped in a pile of dog shit, he would fucking
love it.
You know
it'd be great? To go into a public area, let dog shit, and then play this song as people walk
just
by.
Go to every dog park
dog
and play
shit
this.
On my shoe.
All you have to do is go find some dog shit and wait for someone to eventually
Or you find people, you just follow people around who are walking their dogs, and then when they don't pick up their poop, you just walk behind them and play this song. Right? That's a good idea. I feel like that's a
that
good
is a good idea.
Idea.
By the way, can we talk?
We should publicly shame people that don't pick up their dog shit.
Which
most
is a lot
do.
Of people.
Most people do, right? It looks like in this neighborhood, I would say, I don't.
Yeah, that's why. But that's why it's so maddening.
My neighborhood,
when
there's so much
one.
Poop everywhere.
Poop don't be rude.
It is. There's.
Are you
poop
talking about your neighbors?
My neighborhood.
Oh, I thought you meant your neighbors because you didn't like them.
I
and
see them on
were.
The street all the time. It's disgusting.
I guess
the poop over. Or your neighbors,
both.
What kind of show do I have?
We were given a PSA to pick up your dog shit.
Is that what?
Yeah.
No, pick up your dog
we
shit.
We could be serious
one
every
time,
once in a while. What's wrong with that?
Well, and then I have a short story about picking up shit. If
well,
we're
I'd
gonna, if, show,
to
if we're gonna,
well, why is that still playing?
Okay, so here we go. sometimes, and I've admitted this. And by the way,
do you want
does
the
anybody
music louder?
No, actually, turn that music. Hold on, turn that music completely off.
You don't want any music
no,
at all?
No music. But I do want
zero
say,
music?
Zero music. I do
okay.
want to say this,
are you
though.
Sure?
Actually, that's nice.
This
yes,
music.
This I like.
You want this
okay,
music?
Then turn it off.
Turn it off.
You want this music up?
No, leave it on.
Okay.
This is the show I do? No, is this the show I do?
Do you want music? Or
no, everybody, before
necessary.
We start
this is the
here,
show. This is the show that's happening.
I want, that's what I'm saying. It's everybody's responsibility. Is this a show where we just sit around and we go, do you want it on? Do you want it off? Do you want it on?
You have a dog shit story.
Thank you. You're the only one that reminds me to do a good show.
Is it a story about dog shit, or is this a remark on the quality
this,
of the
or
show?
Is this a dog shit story?
This is a story about my uncle, but it's a dog shit story. No, it's a story about walking around when I had Daisy, the dog that I took from my neighbor, and I do not like walking around the neighborhood. It's just not something I enjoy, but for her, I
why
did it.
Why did you take the dog?
Because it was the right thing to do. Oh, because she was older,
it.
And they were moving, and they said, you know, you've always given her attention, you know? So I thought it was, but I've talked about it on the podcast before. And the only reason I'm not going to talk about it again is because I don't know why. So anyway, so I'd walk her around the neighborhood and she'd smell everything. And I'd be very patient. I'd let her do whatever she wanted. I always felt guilty like I should have gotten her out of there earlier. They weren't horrible to her, but I could have taken her earlier. But anyway, she was happy. At the end of her life, she had it the best. She had the best. So I'd walk around the neighborhood, and she would sometimes
things.
Poop. No, always poop.
Wow.
Okay, I don't know why I'm trying to bubble
dogs
the story.
Dogs do that when you walk
sometimes.
Them around.
Well, what I mean
sometimes
is...
Sometimes it would
sometimes
poop.
She would.
When I mean when I was with her, 90% of the... And, okay, here's the bad part.
Did you ever walk the dog around, like, not expecting her to poop?
Yeah, I was going to say, like... They should call it.
That's
like,
what
take
happens.
The dog for a
when
poop.
I'm
going to
take her out, and I hope
walk.
She doesn't poop.
Is this what I get? No, is this what I get? Is this all the goodness that I've given out to you guys, and you're going to
how
come
dare
to,
you?
What
turn
is
this
you know? Jimmy
out.
Pardo. Jimmy Pardo turned you all on me. Yeah, Jimmy Pardo. He turned you all. Because Jimmy Pardo turned you all on me. He goes, oh, you're just yes men. Now I notice I'm getting a lot of grief.
Jimmy
Listen.
Pardo?
Who?
Jimmy Pardo.
Jimmy Pardo.
Who are you talking about?
Jimmy Pardo.
Did you hear about Jimmy Pardo?
What about Jimmy Pardo?
Oh, what happened?
What happened?
Ooh, I better not say anything.
What about
No, the word's out there.
Well,
people will find out.
Started, yeah.
Something with...
Tax evasion.
Save that for part two.
And...
Oh, shit. I guess you're just going to have to wait for next week to find out. Oh, well.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. It's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember. Even when you're feeling blue. That it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. Like it's you I like.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.